The 100-page report, including appendices, recommends limited inpatient services in northern Berkshire County only if the site is federally designated as a critical access facility. Maine-based Stroudwater Associates issued the report, which was commissioned by the state and the Massachusetts Hospital Association. North Adams Regional Hospital abruptly closed in March. Since then, Pittsfield-based Berkshire Health Systems has opened an emergency center at the facility. It went on to purchase the site from bankrupt Northern Berkshire Healthcare. Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services John Polonowicz says the state will be involved if BHS pursues critical access status from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, noting the status is difficult to get.
I know our Office of Rural Health from the Department of Public Health is, you know, would be supportive in coming up and putting, you know, our collective best foot forward to make that request of CMS.
NARH failed to get the status in 2011. BHS spokesman Michael Leary has said the company plans to use the report as a guidepost.
We will be reviewing the findings and recommendations in the weeks ahead as we continue to establish or reestablish healthcare services in Northern Berkshire through Berkshire Medical Center or in partnership with other agencies and organizations.
The report finds historically 144 people per every 1,000 were admitted to NARH for inpatient services, higher than the state level and the national rate, which is 121. It goes on to say the rate is expected to drop. The length of stay at NARH was about a day shorter than the market average. If an inpatient facility was set up, the report recommends about 20 beds for acute care and 10 for behavioral health and substance abuse treatment. That type of facility in North County would cost BHS $2.1 million more per year than sustaining the current model. Stroudwater's Brian Hoppola says that number could increase by $700,000 over 5 years.
The question really becomes, how do we contain healthcare costs if we go down that road? And maybe differently, if those resources or a portion of those resources were in fact reinvested into some of the other recommendations of the report around community health and prevention and wellness, would we even need less inpatient capacity than is contemplated in this report?
Polonowicz is looking for more information on the estimated costs.
Because I think that's going to be a big question for people in the community. If we're only talking $2 million, why wouldn't we do something? And I think it's a broader issue than just that.
The Massachusetts Nurses Association represents about 100 of the former 530 NBH employees. Spokesman David Schildmeier says whether BMC provides inpatient services shouldn't be tied to critical access status and federal reimbursement rates.
They can figure out a way, and the state can provide funding, I'm sure, if they are committed to it, to provide the services that are necessary to meet the need. That's the goal here, not to be financially viable.
The report recommends continued involvement by BHS and its ongoing emergency services, as well as expanding diagnostic, outpatient, and primary care options. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright.
People, as much as I, want to see as much back as humanly possible. But at the end of the day, we have to make certain it succeeds and it sustains itself.
The report says asthma, cancer, and heart disease rates among the 37,000 people in northern Berkshire are higher than the state average. It noted the region's population is slowly declining, but the population of those 65 and older will increase 9% over the next 5 years. It adds the region has a low-income population, more than 10,400. These factors combine for what the report calls a medically vulnerable population dependent on government-reimbursed services. Public meetings to discuss the report have been set for 5:30 September 23rd at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts and September 24th at 9:30 a.m. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.